Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. My name's Adam.
And I'm Diana.
Today we've got part two of 10 simple ways to have meaningful conversations.
Exactly. So this lesson is going to focus a bit more on networking because our first part focused more on personal conversations.
That's right. And you guys had tons of, could we say, personal comments?
Right.
It's not too personal comments. One thing I do want to say is I think you guys are getting funnier.
Yeah, I will have to agree. They're quite amusing.
So today, as usual, we've got this broken down into two parts. This is, of course, an upper intermediate lesson. And as Diana said, we are focusing on the networking.
Mm.
So why don't we go ahead and listen to the first two of today's five tips?
Sounds good.
Number six. Do your homework. The more you know about a person, the bigger advantage you'll have. Before you have a planned conversation, take a look at the person's LinkedIn or Twitter account to get an idea of his tone, interests, etc. Number seven, listen and remember key points. Putting effort into remembering what your counterpart does for fun or what they are passionate about will make them take you more seriously.
All right, so the first tip I think we're all familiar with, do your homework.
Right, but this homework isn't like your math homework or your English homework.
Right. This is more about doing research on the person so you have a bigger advantage once you get to talk to them.
Okay, and I guess the same thing would apply for like a job interview.
Right,
they always say, do your homework, because it will give you that same word Diana just said, which is advantage.
Mm. So an advantage is basically something that will make things favorable for you.
Okay, it puts you in a better position.
Yes.
You have more or a greater chance of success.
Mm-hmm. For example, if you know that the CEO of a particular company really, really enjoys cooking, you can ask them about it, and you'll be able to establish that bond a lot quicker.
Right. I remember once going for a job interview, and the boss was listening to some band, but I knew all the songs from that band,
I
just sang all of them, and yeah, I got the job.
That's pretty awesome. I wonder if any of our listeners have that easily gotten a job.
Well, if they have, they can, you know, leave that in the comments for us.
Right.
Or if they've ever, you know, before a conversation, checked somebody's LinkedIn, maybe not their Twitter, or possibly their Twitter.
Weibo.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Just check their kind of social media, or like we've said, just done their homework.
Right.
Because checking this kind of stuff, especially social media, will help you get a good idea of the person's you know, interests, for one, but also their tone.
All right, so this tone, is this like tone of voice?
This is not like, you know, like, it's not that tone. This tone is more like, yeah, like, you know, is the person very serious? Are they very funny?
Okay, so a tone is kind of like your general attitude?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I mean, you can hear that in a person's voice, right? You know,
right.
If I say, you know, like, hey, Diana, how are you? And you say, you know, or like young kids, like their tones towards their parents is always, you know, like, oh, God, Mom.
Dad.
Yeah, exactly. But you can also see this in writing, right? And they often say, you know, your tone in email should be, you know, professional, but also kind of, you know,
upbeat, right?
Upbeat, you know, maybe I always try to be a little funny, but not too funny.
Right.
Anyway, great tip right there. Just get a good idea of the person's tone.
All right, so the next tip is to listen and remember key points.
Okay, so putting effort into remembering what your counterpart does for fun or what they're passionate about will make them take you more seriously.
All right, so let's start with counterpart.
Okay.
This is going to be either a person in a similar position, or a thing with a similar function.
The function, yeah, that was the word I was thinking as well. But often when we're just talking about a dialogue, you know, if there's two people in the dialogue, mm-hmm. you can say, like, this is my counterpart.
Right, your conversation partner.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so I did a little bit of homework and wanted to show you guys one way that you could use counterpart.
All right.
So the highest paid female CEO earned $42 million, and her male counterpart made, do you want to guess?
48, 50 million.
$156 million.
Wow, okay, all right. Since I'm a guy, I suppose I should apologize for that.
Well, basically we're saying the highest paid female CEO. Mm. So her male counterpart would be the highest paid male CEO.
Right. Well, it's not often I'm at a loss for words. let me just apologize for that state of affairs. And trust me, I am not making $150 million.
Neither am I.
Okay, the reason we are talking about, you know, putting effort into remembering what your counterpart does for fun is because it will help them take you more seriously.
Mm-hmm. Right. So in other words, they're going to actually pay attention to you.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you don't take something seriously, you're basically not paying attention to it. You don't care.
Uh-huh. Right. So for example, we could say, you know, the recent fitness craze in China has made a lot of people start taking eating healthy and working out seriously.
Right, exactly. So you're always taking something seriously, right? Mm-hmm. Working out, maybe even just taking their health more seriously.
Right.
For me, when I was in high school, I didn't really take school very seriously. I had a lot of fun.
Right, so we could even say you probably just slacked off.
Let's just say I was not the best student. That said, I have always been a pretty good worker.
Oh, okay.
I've always taken my job pretty seriously.
Okay, so you could say you take your work ethic pretty seriously.
Sure. I take my job seriously, my work ethic. I guess you could even take your work seriously.
Right. Yeah. Actually, when you mentioned high school, I thought of students, and a lot of students complain that adults don't take them seriously.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I mean, I'm old now, so, you know, people in my family have been taking me seriously for a while.
Yeah.
But I do remember that, you know, like sitting at the Thanksgiving, like the little kids table, and then finally getting up to the big, you know, the adults table, but uh-huh. nobody would listen. I have opinions.
Yeah. All right, so that's it for these 2 points. Let's go ahead and listen to the last 3.
All right. Number 8, ask how you can add value. You may think you know how to help others, but remember that they know better than anyone exactly what they value. Number 9, recognize other people. If there are other people standing nearby, make a point to include them in the conversation. After all, once you've gone, one of those people could become a great cheerleader for you. Number 10, don't waste people's time. Most people appreciate it when you value their time. Cut to the chase early and focus on how you can help each other out. That's right, value. This word seems to come up every day.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys have heard it at least a bajillion times.
At least.
But there are just so many different ways to use it.
Mm-hmm. So it's both a noun and a verb.
Mm.
And it means, you know, worth, importance, or
right.
usefulness.
Yeah, so here, like, adding value is probably more in terms of usefulness,
mm-hmm.
right? Especially in, like, in the sense of money.
Right.
When you're adding value to something, you're usually adding value to a product.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, how could we add value to this right now? We could have some... Well, it's radio, so you can't see us. maybe we could have like a very famous singer singing in the background or something.
Right.
That would add value.
That would. So since value is also a verb, you can value certain things over others.
Right, and that's what this point is getting at, which is, you know, you may think you know what other people value,
mm-hmm.
what they think is important or useful, or all of the things that Diana just said, but really only they know.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And I can think of so many conversations that I have had where, you know, people have tried to add value to to me in some way, and they just don't get it. You know, like, I don't really want to do that. That's not, you don't understand what I value.
Right. And then also we have the adjective, which is valuable.
Valuable, right.
Now, our next tip is to recognize other people.
Okay, so this recognize is not really like, you know, if Diana and I, 20 years from now, are walking in California, I say, hey, Diana, do you remember me?
Right, right.
Or I'm begging on the street, you know?
I doubt you'll be begging on the streets. So what does this recognize mean then?
This recognize is, it's more like acknowledging someone's existence.
Okay.
Or, you know, like acknowledging that they are, a word we often use is legit.
Okay, legitimate.
Legitimate, right, mm-hmm. Legitimate. Or valid.
Exactly. And we could even say to take note of.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. So the whole point of this is saying that, like, if there are people standing nearby, you should kind of bring them into the conversation. Like,
right.
Recognize
right.
them. It's not about, you know, like, John, is that you? it's
right.
it's about saying that, yeah, like, oh, I'm taking note of you and bringing you in some way. I guess in a sense, it's like recognizing the value or the worth of other people.
Right, right. And you can recognize more than just people. You can recognize others' efforts.
Sure.
You can also recognize a fact.
Yes, or not. Refuse to recognize
yes.
a fact,
right? Right,
right.
For example, we all know that every single person eventually dies.
What do you mean?
But not everyone will actively recognize this fact.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a lot of people will, go to Korea, get plastic surgery, take lots of vitamins. And good point. Okay, I have a good one for recognize. A lot of you guys know that my major in university was political science.
Mm-hmm.
So this would come from political science. Canada was one of the first countries to recognize the People's Republic of China.
Oh, okay.
And you're welcome.
Now, Adam, why would you want to recognize other people?
Well, you know, if these people are standing nearby and you don't really, you know, acknowledge them, you don't really recognize them, when you leave, that's it, you're gone.
Right.
But maybe, just maybe, one of those people could become a cheerleader for you.
Okay. So, you know, pom-poms
Give me a D. Give me an I.
So we don't really mean like a literal cheerleader at a sports game.
Right. We mean like a supporter.
Mm-hmm. Right. Maybe someone who's going to speak highly of you.
Yeah. And it doesn't need to be about a person either, right? Like, you can be a cheerleader for, you know, a policy, or cheerleader for some kind of program.
Mm-hmm. Right. And last but not least,
don't waste people's time.
Yeah. I think this is a good one.
Yeah. Just in general.
Mm-hmm. Most people appreciate it when you value their time.
Hey, there's value again.
Yeah. Cut to the chase early and focus on how you can help each other out.
Okay, so cut to the chase.
I like the saying.
I do too. It's kind of like 开门见山, right? Open the door, look at the mountain. But we don't actually say that in English, so please don't say that. Yeah.
All right, so cut to the chase basically means just get to the point.
Right. It's the opposite of beat around the bush.
Right.
And all these phrases, you know, like, we actually have so many that kind of just mean, like, get on with it.
Mm-hmm. Right,
or don't, you know, like, don't diddle-daddle.
Diddle-daddle.
But, like, all of these phrases, you know, of which there are hundreds, we're going to pick probably the best ones and just throw them into our grammar section.
All right.
So don't beat around the bush and get to that grammar section as soon as you can.
All right. So I think that's about it for this lesson. Let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue one more time.
Excellent. Number 6, do your homework. The more you know about a person, the bigger advantage you'll have. Before you have a planned conversation, take a look at the person's LinkedIn or Twitter account to get an idea of his tone, interests, etc. Number 7, listen and remember key points. Putting effort into remembering what your counterpart does for fun or what they are passionate about will make them take you more seriously. Number 8, ask how you can add value. You may think you know how to help others, but remember that they know better than anyone exactly what they value. Number 9, recognize other people. If there are other people standing nearby, make a point to include them in the conversation. After all, once you've gone, one of those people could become a great cheerleader for you. Number 10, don't waste people's time. Most people appreciate it when you value their time. Cut to the chase early and focus on how you can help each other out.
All right, so Adam, what would you say is the most standout tip here?
Well, obviously don't waste people's time, right? I mean, that is definitely the best. I do really like the recognizing other people.
Okay.
Because we've all been in that conversation or that type of conversation where you are talking to someone and then there's just sort of someone hanging off to the side.
Kind of listening, huh?
Maybe they're listening. Right. You know, I mean, I'm sure they want to get in, but nobody's really giving them that opportunity.
Right.
So I think, you know, even if that person doesn't want to come in, you can at least look at them, right? Just to get an idea of, like, do they want to come in here?
Right, right. And I think a lot of times your body language will also show whether or not you are going to include more people in your conversation.
Yes, exactly. I try to be very open and I did go to a party last week where everybody that I met like turned their backs immediately.
And really?
Thinking, like, this is great.
Wow. That's kind of, you know, that's basically closed body language.
Yes, exactly.
I definitely would have to agree with you for the recognizing other people. And just not just recognizing people, but just recognizing in general, like in life.
Right, because, I mean, you guys have, you're upper intermediate, so you've studied lots of grammar. You know that all of these re words, you know, re, blah, 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 it always means again.
Right.
So think again, know again. Just try to, just to keep going, do it again.
And a lot of times when we recognize people for something, it really makes them remember you.
Yes, yes.
Because you've recognized them for something they did, something they probably spent a lot of time and effort on. So it will really make them feel, you know, appreciated and seen.
And valued.
Exactly.
Okay, guys, so that's about it for today. That's it for this two-part lesson as well. Like I said, the comments last time were pretty spectacular. It would be asking a lot of you guys to do that again. But, you know, if you have any questions or any comments, of course, please let us know.
Yeah, so let us know what your favorite tips are, which ones you use the most often, and if there are any tips that we didn't mention in this lesson.
Okay, as always, guys, thank you for listening, and we will see you next time.
All right, bye.
Time is so old.
For more English podcasts, stay tuned to 开英语每天听.